Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Sage Podcast. I'm Leah Guy, your host. Always happy to have you here. And today I'm doing a solo show talking about confirmation that spirit is present. Before we jump into the heart of that, just a reminder to please follow me on social media at Leah the Modern Sage. Engage with me there. You can message me there, but also visit my website, leahguy.com, for upcoming events and these podcasts, my books, courses, and more. You can also watch these on YouTube. My YouTube channel is my name, Leah Guy. So I know that many of us are looking for signs. We're looking for signs from the universe, from God, from our angels, that essentially that we matter, that what we want, that the direction that we're going, that the vision that we have for our life is the right way. And it's very easy to get discouraged when we don't see the signs. This conversation today is about confirming that spirit is present and also reminders of how to seek that presence and that validation and enter into relationships so that we have more trust in the workings of the spirit world and how it relates to our life. Many of you have listened to my season 4 podcast on the house, the haunted house that I purchased in 2020. The stories that I'm going to tell today are some confirmation stories that the work that I'm doing now in light of the experience I had there are headed in the right direction. These are just examples, but I think you'll find them interesting if you followed the storyline of season 4. And before I get to that, I just want to remind us that in our spiritual work, it is important that we remember our worth. A lot of times people that are looking for signs are coming from a place of inferiority, of feeling less than, unworthy, unsure of ourselves, self-doubt. That is not the energy that God or spirit wants for us. When we're looking for signs and confirmation and guidance from the spirit world, spirit wants us to be in relationship to it, which is the highest, most lovely, purest vibration and frequency and source of all that is. And so I think it's important that we kind of check in with ourselves. Are we coming from a place of lack, looking for some kind of proof that we are worthy? Or are we coming from a place of love, from trust, from safety and security, engaging in relationship with spirit because we believe, because we are part of the oneness, because we know our worth, and we expect to see the validation and the reflection of spirit in our own lives? So saying that, I believe that signs are real, 100%. And sometimes we manufacture those signs, 100%. Sometimes we get caught on a certain color or a bird or an item or an object. And there's nothing wrong with that if that has meaning for you. Sometimes the signs and the guidance from spirit are so clear that we don't want to take the advice or counsel that it is offering. So we have to make sure that we are coming from a very centered, aligned place of integrity when we are in relationship to our higher self and to spirit, so that we can be assured that whatever signs that we're seeing, that whatever guidance that we are seeking, that it's coming from a place of purity and love and trust, and not from a place of fear and doubt. As a reader, as an intuitive that I offer readings for my clients and so forth, it's very easy for me there to get confirmation and validation that spirit is real, because I will see or hear information and immediately can get confirmation from the client. Are we on the right track? Do you know who this person is? Do they have this hair color? Sometimes it's not that easy in our real life. And so we have to be in a state of awareness and trust and faith and communication. The communication part is key, because we cannot be in a relationship if we are not in communication. And spirit asks us to be in a relationship. It is an ongoing relationship, just like any other relationship in our life. When we enter into the relationship with God, with spirit, with source, with our angels, it is a place to commune and converse and to surrender and to listen and to offer gratitude and compassion and thanksgiving. It is a relationship in and of itself. So before we just go out and start setting out looking for signs or demanding God to show us the way and to make the sign really clear, let's check first with ourselves. Are we in a centered, aligned place? Are we coming from a place of faith and trust and thanksgiving and gratitude? And are we willing to see the guidance that is there for us, whatever that guidance is? One of the obstacles for the humans here is the timeline. We have it set up that we want what we want when we want it. And if we don't get it, that something is wrong with us or that we're not meant to have the thing. And in the spirit world, the timeline is much different. We have to trust that the timing is for our best interest always. And that can be very frustrating. It doesn't meet our expectations. It may dampen our ego. It may feel like we're being rejected. But if we are coming from a place of centered alignment and trust, we have to know if we are doing our part, moving forward with the intuition, with the guidance, with the passion, with the heart that we have towards the thing that we believe is for us, that the doors will continue to open, we will receive the signs, and the timing will unfold just as it's meant to. There's been so many times in my life when I thought I was ready for something, and the truth is, I wasn't. And when the time is right, it is often effortless. Now, don't get me wrong. Life is not effortless. I am not one of these people that believe that if you're in the flow, that everything is easy. No, it doesn't happen that way. If you're in the flow, then you get the confirmation. You have a certain energy state about you. You have a certain trust about you. You have a certain surrender about you, and you're willing to move in that flow as the flow is happening. But there may be obstacles in the flow, and that's okay. We trust we will move around those obstacles with as much grace and ease as possible. So there's a lot of different aspects to trusting divine intervention, the spirit world, the guidance, our intuition. It's more than just applying our limited minds towards something. You all know at the house that there was a lot that happened there. And what I shared in this podcast is partial. You also know that I'm working on this one-woman show. Some of you I have shared in doing this show, I have a great amount of resistance. I'm just going to be honest with you. It is terrifying to me. And I put it off. I'm procrastinating almost every day. There's some days I can hop right in and rehearse and do the things. And other days I am doing everything else besides rehearsing. You know how it is when you're in resistance to something. Now, is resistance a bad thing? Is it a sign? No, it's a very human thing. It's the very thing that shows up in our lives as it often an ego part of us that needs to be broken down and broken through so that we can actually get to our work. Resistance. And in fact, I believe we need resistance for most of the things that we do that matter. It's a creative energetic that can propel us, but we have to learn how to work with resistance. Anyway, so I have been very resistant. I'm fearful of it, but I also know in my heart that it is something that I want to do and need to do. And it is the next part of my work. It's an offering that I came here to do. So in the resistance and in the talking myself out of it and scooting around it and procrastinating about it and everything else, recently, there have been so many signs. I started this idea months ago. Pretty much around the same time when I decided to tell the story on the podcast, I decided I'm going to do a one-woman show. And so this idea has been germinating for, well, a year or more. And to be honest, within that year, I could have already had the show finished, no doubt, but I don't. And I don't partly because of the resistance, and I can punish myself thinking, why am I not doing this? But deeper than that, I know that the timing will be as the timing will be, and I'm trusting that. And now as it's getting closer to the time that I believe I will do the show, or at least start workshopping the show, now I'm getting the signs, the energy, the motivation, the breakthrough to actually complete it, to actually work on it regularly. And here's what that's looked like for me. Back to the story at the house. You might remember that I had a text conversation with the previous owners, and in that text conversation, it was confirmed that the woman, previous owner, also had some of the terrorizing dreams, the same kind of dreams that I had for the first months of her living there. That's funny. I just got a text alert. In researching for this show, I went back. I'm collecting all of my materials, all the screen grabs and things that I can for the show. And I went back to the text thread, and the first half of the text thread with this woman, the previous owner, is gone. Second half of the text thread, meaning It was the same text thread, but the second half is still on my phone. I have never deleted the texts. I have never altered them. I have never even taken pictures of them, which I wish now I had. Now you might say, how is that confirmation from spirit if the thing that you need or want to prove, quote, that this happened or this text exchange happened is no longer there? Well, to me, it's confirmation that the energy that is so palpable, that is alive, that is part of the story that I'm telling is present. And part of that energy does not want to be revealed. And that's okay. That's private. That's personal. And part of that energy does want to be revealed. But for me, it's confirmation. As you can imagine, going through this story, living it, and then telling it, there is certainly a part of me that has questioned, am I freaking crazy? Have I lost my marbles? Is this some kind of something I've made up? And it's things like this, and I'm going to tell you a few more, that have happened that confirm for me, no, I wasn't crazy. This is the kind of stuff that has happened year after year at this house. And the mere fact that these texts were removed, you know, it confirms that for me. Another thing that happens a lot at the house, but it happened again recently while I was there, is that in the mornings when I wake up, I smell coffee, someone making coffee. It's a very strong, distinct smell. And I've smelled it many times at that house, but I'd kind of forgotten about it until this past week when I was staying there. And it's a lovely smell. It's a joyous smell. And it wakes me up and there's no one making coffee because there's no one in the house. Another thing that happened recently is in the making of this one woman show, I am working on a little trailer film to start the show. And the trailer film is only 3 minutes long. My friend is editing it with me and she reached out a couple of weeks ago and she said, I have some weird activity on Vimeo. And I said, what are you talking about? The video that she sent me was a version that she'd sent me a couple of weeks ago. And there was a 3-day period where the energy that was used for the video skyrocketed, like in the terabytes, like hundreds of times more than any video that she's ever produced in the past decade. And she's a professional editor. And it happened while I was at the house. And so we did all this brainstorming, like, what could it be? What could it be? Were you doing this? And I had not opened the video. I had not watched the video. However, there was a tab that was open that might have been connected to the video, but it wasn't playing. There was nothing happening. But the video went bonkers to the point where she had to reach out to Vimeo and say, what is going on here? I need to figure this out. Obviously, this has never happened before. There's been no activity. The video's only been viewed like 3 times. It's only 3 minutes long, if you know anything about video. And even Vimeo got back to my friend and said, we have no idea. We're escalating this issue. And then the person on the escalated end came back and said, we have no idea. We can't help you. And it's such a bizarre thing. My friend, who of course believes me about the haunted house, but I think there was a new level of confirmation for her that something extra goes on there. But then lastly, my dad has recently discovered TikTok. And so he sends me videos from time to time. And, you know, he's 78 and he watches a variety of different types of videos, often animal videos or whatever. But he sent me this video of just a scripted text over music about how a father is present in their child's life, like 3 different ways. You know, the father will always either be behind you, supporting you, right next to you, cheering you on, or in front of you, encouraging you along the way kind of thing. What was ironic about that? Well, it's not ironic at all. What was special about that is the song that went with the video that he sent is the exact song that I'm using in my one-woman show for the scene with my father. And to me, what a beautiful confirmation. There's moments that take my breath away, just like right now, of how present spirit is in our life. Whether that is my angel grandmother, whether that is other angels or ancestors, whether that is God himself or other guides. I don't know. I don't care. It's that we so often feel alone here. And the reality is, we are never alone. We are in the midst of many companions supporting us, guiding us, leading us, showing the way, and also confirming for us when we are on the right path. And yes, sometimes the signs are on billboards, literally. Sometimes the signs are the cardinals that fly in the back of your house and perch and look at you like they're actually speaking to you. Sometimes signs come through other people's validation. Sometimes we are confirmed that spirit is present with the direct, yes, use this song. This is the one. Little nudges, big nudges that say, keep going forward. This is the way. And we have to be the ones to be in relationship to that. Because the truth is, just like is actually this morning when my dad sent me that TikTok, I clicked on it real quick. I read through it and I was busy and I was like, oh, there's another video he's sending. But something in me said, no, go back and listen. And so I opened it again. And when I opened it again, I listened. I was like, no way. And I knew it was the song. It's an REM song, actually. And I said, that's the song. And then I read the words and I was like, this song is aligned. If I hadn't taken that extra moment to listen to my own intuition, to go back to the video to look at it, I would have never recognized that. If I hadn't have gone back to the text thread with the previous owners, even though I was trying to get screen grabs and I couldn't, I would not have recognized that, in fact, that was manipulated without my doing. Sometimes we have to open ourselves a little more to being present in our lives so that we can witness the engagement of spirit and get the confirmation. I know it'd be a lot easier to just have the billboard every time we walk outside. Just show me a sign, put it in the trees, you know, let the thing fall on my head, fall right in my lap. We want that. And that would be awesome. But because we don't get that does not mean that confirmation that spirit is present is not here. Spirit asks us to engage, to relate. It is not a one-way situation. We are not just here at the mercy of, oh, someone give to me, show me, do for me, make it clear. Spirit wants our time and attention. It wants a relationship. One of the things I often tell my clients is that a big part of our work is to reclaim the beliefs that we have. For many of us, our beliefs from our childhood, we've let them go. We've outgrown them. We sometimes even detest them. We were hurt by them. Beliefs that we were told to believe, beliefs that we were forced to believe. But it's important as spiritual beings and as adult beings, conscious beings, that we reclaim the beliefs that we do have, that we get clear about who and what we believe in, whatever that is. And I'm not here to tell you what that is. But if we don't have that clarity, then we don't have the ability to build the relationship. We don't have the ability to truly enter into a state of trust and surrender and gratitude with it itself. So many people are afraid to use the word God. So many people are afraid to use the word angel. So many people are afraid to use the word spirit or Holy Spirit. And we've created these big, wide words, which I use too, like the universe or different things of nature. And that's fine if you truly have a belief in that and the capacity to hold space for that and have a relationship with that. All I'm saying is that spiritual anchor for us is important. It's as important as our grounded anchor. We are two parts here. We are part human and part soul. And we need to be anchored and tethered in both ways for us to have a balanced, thorough reality that is based in something other than our own making. So I have so many stories of miracles, of magic, of confirmations, of signs that I could write a whole book, and maybe someday I will, just about that. And I believe you do too. Whether you are one to take note of them, whether they've been blatant in your life, or maybe you haven't seen them yet. But I believe that you have confirmation as well. And my encouragement today is for all of us to slow down enough, to get engaged enough within ourselves that we can be present to the confirmation that Spirit is present, that Spirit is among us. Sometimes when life seems hard or slow or like nothing is happening, those are times that I believe we are called into rest, restoration, prayer, surrender, patience, all beautiful virtues and things that we need in our lives. And believe me, I am the first to say, I want things to move as quickly as possible. If you know me and my life, I keep it moving. So it's not easy to be in those times and those states, but I've learned more to go ahead and trust those times. For example, this podcast is another example. I know I should have had a podcast out yesterday. And there's a part of me that wanted to beat myself up that I didn't have the podcast ready by Wednesday. To be honest with you, I didn't know what the podcast was going to be about. And I was struggling inside. Do I make it be about this? Do I scrounge up some old material and make a podcast about that? And that's not the way I've ever gone. So I let myself not do the podcast. And I coached myself, going to be okay. Nobody's going to die if the podcast doesn't come out on Wednesday. Let my ego settle down. I can miss a day. I can put it out on a Thursday or Friday. It doesn't matter. And I let myself wait. And I didn't know what I was waiting for. But in the past 2 weeks, what I had been doing is writing down these confirmations, mostly just for myself. I thought I wrote down the smell of coffee. And then I wrote down the text being removed. And then I wrote down Marilis's bandwidth of the video. These are all interesting things that I want to remember. And then when Dad's TikTok came this morning, it was like the Spirit took over me and said, do a podcast about confirmation. And I got so excited. I got so ready. And there's no hesitation. It's time to do a podcast. And I believe that that is the more organic, natural, and healthy way for us to go if we will allow ourselves to be in that state, to be in that kind of flow where we're not judging ourselves, punishing ourselves, pushing ourselves, that we're actually listening and being guided and moving and doing in accordance with our own spirit, with accordance to what we are hearing, what we are noticing, and what feels like needs to come to fruition at the time. I realize for those who have traditional jobs, or a scheduled workplace or children to tend to, this is very difficult, but you can always apply this in your personal life. Don't beat yourself up. Don't negate your worth because a visual blatant sign isn't present. Don't poo-poo the power of Spirit when perhaps Spirit is waiting for you. Take time to build the relationship with yourself and whatever it is that you believe in, so that you too can have confirmation that Spirit is present. I hope everyone has a beautiful day. I look forward to seeing you soon, either on a live stream, on my podcast, on my social media, on my website, or at a live event. Please let me know how I can be of service to you. And in the meantime, have a great day.